This is Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. This is a burning issue, I'm afraid, literally and figuratively. And I think Canadians are shocked that the U.S. administration arbitrarily strikes in violation of the process that they were entering into. One assumes there is still on both sides an assertion that there would be appropriate talks and that sort of thing. And there should be, Oman has to be respected, Iran has to be respected, and Canada should be playing a role which contributes to the peace. By the way, even just registering the fact that public opinion doesn't like this war policy or striking arbitrarily, illegally striking other states, that's even a consensus in the United States that we all understand that the current president, I refer to him as our president because that's the way he talked, but remember he was going to end all the foreign wars. He said, we're wasting money on wars, and now he's number one waster of money on foreign wars, and he's forcing everybody to quadruple their military budgets, and even Canada's joined in that. To my mind, there's one way to send him a message is to say we're going to use our resources to build our country. We're really glad we could talk to the president, and I'll give you the place you go to get more information. It's iccongress.ca, and inform yourself if you would. This is the Taylor Report, a wonderful working class girl. I call her that because we know her story, Dolly Parton. Loretta Lynn said, you don't get into a poverty contest with Dolly because she's going to win that one. In terms of having parents who were illiterate and from basically a cabin, she came out and because she had really loving and caring class conscious parents, they did everything to try to develop their children, and she began to, you know, develop skills and talents. And she was very early; she mastered instruments, and of course, she had a remarkable voice. U.S. is currently in a kind of dangerous Anglo-chauvinist mood at the top—not the people, but at the top. There's almost a kind of Anglo-Saxon panic of some sort going on. And they're very rough on working people of color. And Dolly chose to sing a song from Woody Guthrie. And just to show that Dolly, who was as big as you can get in popular music, chose to sing a song by Woody Guthrie, probably the most radical performer and partisan political performer in American history. And it's called Deportees. If we have it, we're going to, Pedro says we do. So this is Dolly Parton.